Hey everyone, this is Matt Sunshine, and I am one of the managing partners here at the Center for Sales Strategy, Lead G2, and Up Your Culture. And I'm so excited for this very first episode of the Improving Sales Performance series. We're committed to this series, and we're really looking forward to it. This very first inaugural episode is on sales enablement, and we have a true expert joining us today, Dani Buckley. But before we bring her on screen and ask her some questions, let me tell you a little about Dani, and I have some notes here because I want to make sure that I get it right, because she's really quite accomplished, and it's great that we're fortunate enough to have her. She's worked at the Center for Sales Strategy and Lead G2 for over 7 years. In fact, she was employee number 2 at Lead G2 and now oversees a team of 12 people. She has a background in both advertising sales as well as marketing consulting, which is the perfect background for the role that she has now. She got her start in radio in Orlando, Florida, but now lives just outside of San Francisco with her husband, Scott. She has served on the Sales Enablement Advisory Board at HubSpot, and she's also a regular speaker at various conferences on topics on sales enablement and selling smarter and selling faster. She's helped lead the development of the sales playbook and sales enablement services that we offer at the Center for Sales Strategy and at Lead G2. And she is absolutely obsessed with road trips and the great outdoors. And if you ever get a chance to talk to Dani one-on-one, you should ask her about those things. She's lived in the Pacific Northwest for the last 7 years. And obviously, like I mentioned, now she's in Northern California. And she spends a lot of time in her van, which she calls Vancy Pants. So with that, let's bring on Dani and let's ask her some questions about sales enablement. Hi, Dani.
Hey, Matt. Happy to be here. How's it going?
So glad to have you on this very first episode. So let's just jump right in. Tell everybody, what is Lead G2 and why do businesses hire Lead G2? Like, who do you help?
Sure. So we're a sales performance agency, and the specific tactics and strategies we use are inbound marketing and sales enablement. And usually that's kind of a mix of that with all the clients we work with. We're a HubSpot Platinum partner. We've been doing this since 2012. And yeah, we're 100% remote, just like the Center for Sales Strategy. So we work with companies all across the United States and some outside of the US. And your second question would be, you know, why do people hire us? What do most businesses come to us for? So a couple different things. Number one, probably the most common, is a mix of, you know, wanting to generate new business and drive new revenue. And part of that is also driving new sales qualified leads, right? So meeting a lead generation plan and a way to drive new revenue. So that's first and foremost. Other reasons that businesses hire us include, really specifically, you said it in your intro, but how do they get their salespeople to sell smarter and faster, improving their sales process using the tactics that we teach and execute on. Also to develop thought leadership. That's a big one. How can they stand out amongst the competition? How can they build trust and credibility earlier with prospects? So thought leadership is a big one. And then things as well as like increasing their conversion rates, driving more website traffic, and increasing customer retention. So those are all, I could probably go on, but those are some of the big ones that we usually hear.
So lead generation, more sales qualified leads, thought leadership, selling smarter, selling faster, wanna kind of be the expert in the space. Those are some of the key reasons why people hire you?
Yep, that's it.
So one of the things that you and I have talked about before is sales enablement. And you know, all the different things that people can do to help their salespeople to sell smarter and faster, like you mentioned. How do you all define sales enablement?
Yeah, so you kind of stole the words out of my mouth a little bit, but the simplest way is to say, how can we answer the question, how do we help our sellers sell smarter and faster, right? That's what sales enablement is. I think it's a really easy way to define it because there's a lot of different things we can do to achieve those things. And what we've done here at CSS and Lead G2 is we really define kind of the four buckets of sales enablement that you kind of put a lot of different things into these categories. So those include strategy. So things like having a sales playbook and sales plays and the strategy of the kind of content and how you're going to use tools and everything that goes into that plan. That's number one. Number two is the content, resources, materials, everything that's going to help your sellers throughout their sales process and help buyers throughout their journey too. The third bucket is technology. So the tools that are going to help them sell smarter and faster. There's a lot of them out there and new ones being created all the time. And then the last one is training, right? Sales enablement training, bringing it all together and making sure salespeople know how to implement these strategies, the content and the tools.
Yeah, so strategy, content, technology, training.
Yep.
Is it important that you look at those in that order, or does it matter? I'm just trying to think of the sales leader or the CEO watching this and they're hearing you say this. Give me more color on these.
Sure. So obviously the best sales enablement strategy, the best organizations that are doing this so well are going to have all four of those buckets checked off and filled in some way. And there is some rhyme or reason to the order, but not always. I mean, strategy is always going to come first. You got to have a strategy to do any of those other pieces, but really, they are kind of agnostic. I mean, you can have a really good strategy. You can have a sales playbook and have it be really effective and not necessarily have all the tools and technology and still see results with that strategy in place. Or you could have really great content that's being used in the sales process, but again, maybe not have the technology to run the content. So some of the pieces are not dependent on each other, but the best organizations are in some way checking off the list in all four.
Yeah, so I understand the strategy piece and I understand the training piece. I want to zoom in just for a minute on the content and the technology. So let's start with the technology. Give us some examples of what sales enablement technology is. Like, what are some of those things? Like, for example, I know one of the things that you see people using is rather than going back and forth trying to set an appointment, they'll say, click a link and pick a time on my calendar that works for you. And that saves time, allowing salespeople to sell smarter and faster. Give us some other examples of technology.
Yeah, so there's some of my favorites. And some of my favorites are actually some of the simpler ones, but they make such a big impact when they're being used. So first off is email tracking. Knowing when a prospect or a customer is clicking on an email, opening it, actually getting those notifications. And I'm not talking about the kind that we've seen over the years that where someone has to accept that little box. We're not talking about that. I hate it too. I always say no, kind of out of, I don't know, spite. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. But in this case, the new technology doesn't ask and they don't realize that's happening. And it's just a way to know when a prospect is actually engaging with something. So for instance, you know, you send over a proposal and you're wondering why you haven't heard back. Well, if you notice that they haven't even opened the email yet, they might just be busy. And then when you get a notification the next morning that they've opened it, and that leads to another tool, being able to see when they've actually viewed that document. So document tracking. And that allows for a seller, again, to really have that intelligence to customize when they follow up and how. So you would actually be able to see which pages of this proposal, for instance, that they viewed and where did they spend more time? Did they share it with anyone else? So those are a couple that I really like. And another one that's really, really valuable is HubSpot calls it sequences, but there's a lot of different tools and different ways, but it's essentially automating one-to-one outreach. And it's where you can have a personalized approach, but that is also templated. So using email templates and different tasks that you would probably have in a outreach and have that go to many different people, but it's still a one-to-one communication. So it could be like, I'm going to send an email on this day, and then the next day I'm going to call, and then another email is going to be sent if they haven't responded, and so on and so on. And those are really big time savers, and they also increase effectiveness as well.
So some of the technology is the email tracking, the document tracking, the ability to put a prospect in a already written sequence to basically run the sales play that you've created, and the calendar, setting the appointment. Those are good pieces of technology, all that help sellers sell smarter and faster.
Yep.
So let's talk about the content piece then. What are some examples of content that you would consider? Give us some examples of content and then maybe put an asterisk by one or two that you would consider the must-haves or the priorities.
Yeah, so I'll kind of back up a little bit and tell you, because I think it's relevant for people to understand a little bit of the strategy that goes into the content, because that'll help me outline some examples. So when we think about creating sales enablement content, there's two pieces that we want to always be thinking about. Number one is the actual buyer's journey, right? So at different stages of their buying process, what are the questions and needs and pain points that someone has, that your prospect has? So we think about that first and foremost, and making sure we have the right resources and content for those different stages and needs. The other piece is your actual sales process, right? So the stages that you as a seller want someone to go through, and what are the things that you need to be sharing at those different stages? And some of that overlaps, and some of it, if you're just looking at the sales process, you might be forgetting about pain points and questions. So we always start there. And when it comes to some examples, so it's, when we think about that top of the funnel, if I look at that buyer's journey, we're thinking about things like articles and eBooks and guides and checklists and really educational stuff that's going to answer those early questions when someone has a problem, but they don't know how to solve it. I just almost wanted to go into a rap, but I won't. And so,
not on this episode.
Yeah, not here. Next time. So that's example top of the funnel pieces, really educational in nature and answering those early questions. Other must-haves are the middle of the funnel things, right? So people, they know kind of the solution, and they're exploring that, and they're kind of starting to figure out who might I work with. And so this could be one sheets, product one sheets, in some cases, media kits. It could also be case studies, testimonials, research reports, and white papers are really good at this stage where you get a little more granular into that selling, but still very educational. And lastly, that bottom of the funnel. That's the stuff that I think we most commonly think of, proposals, the things that we're normally using in the sales process that are a little less educational and more like positioning ourselves. They're still really important.
Yeah. A couple of the others I had written down are case study videos, right? Everyone wants the testimonial, and that's such a great thing for a salesperson to be able to send over a video link, especially if you could tell if they watched it, of a case study or an explainer video, all of those things. So those are really, really good examples of both the content and technology. So last kind of question or last thing I'd like you to do is share with everybody what this looks like in the real world. I know that you have lots of examples of salespeople of how they do this. How does this actually speed up and speed up the sales process and allow you to sell smarter?
Yeah. So yeah. Okay. I'll kind of paint probably the most common, situation that salespeople are in, and that's the hardest part, right? The getting that first appointment, that initial engagement, getting these prospects that we know we can help, but how do we get them to respond to us? So I'll give you an example of what that might look like with a salesperson who has all these different pieces covered. So it starts with, let's just take an example. Maybe this particular salesperson is focusing on a certain list. Maybe it's a specific industry they want to focus on, and they've developed this list of, here's the target accounts, the target buyers that I want to go talk to. They know, they've identified them, and they're ready to kind of start that approach stage. So what this would look like is having those initial tools that I mentioned. They already have email templates that they can pull on that are using best practices that have been created that they can use over and over and still tweak and personalize, but they're not having to recreate that every time. They've also worked with, whoever's overseeing sales enablement content creation for their company. They've been able to possibly, hopefully, have content specific to that industry or whoever they're approaching, right? So that might be, like I mentioned, or you mentioned, a video. that is specific to, we're talking to people in the home improvement industry. And so what, do we have a video I can send them that talks to that, or an ebook around, that's really specific to their pain points? And so the content kind of comes in there, and that's already included and linked to in these email templates that are created. And so they can just simply, essentially with a click of a button, if it's all synced up properly with their CRM, which hopefully it is, they can just start this sequence and start to do this outreach to, you know, 50, 100, hundreds of prospects.
How great is that?
Yeah, and see who bites. Instead of wasting their time chasing down the few, they're really able to kind of have the people that are engaging, that are opening the emails, clicking on the emails, even if they're not responding yet, it still helps you filter through. So you can say, okay, I'm going to focus my efforts on people who even just watch the video, even right. if they didn't respond.
Show a little interest.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Which is all we want, right? We just want, it's like fishing. We just want to know something's biting, and then we can, right. we know, okay, we're going to stay in this area over here.
Oh, fantastic. What a great real world application, and something that I'm certain everyone watching this who's in sales would see a benefit in. Like, oh, I wish I had that. All right. So you are obviously very well versed and could be a benefit to helping anyone who wants to have a conversation, a deeper conversation on sales enablement. How does someone learn more about Lead G2 or get in contact with you if they'd like to?
Sure. So the easiest way is visiting our website, leadg2.com. And right at the top there in the tab, there's even a section on sales enablement, and that is going to link to lots of different resources. We're constantly putting stuff out on our blog and our resource center. So, you know, we practice what we preach. So you'll find lots of content and resources on these topics and more. And I can also share my, you know, contact information on LinkedIn. We can link to that. I always love to talk to people about this. And you can just also fill out a form on our website to learn more.
Perfect. And all that's really easy to find if you go to the website or connect with you on LinkedIn, Danny yep. Buckley at LinkedIn, or LinkedIn/Danny Buckley.
Exactly.
Perfect. Excellent. So, Danny, thank you so much for being our first guest. Really appreciate you doing that. And I think that this is exactly the type of series. This is exactly what we mean when we think about doing a series on improving sales performance. This is the type of stuff that we want to bring regularly. So thank you for joining thank you for joining our discussion on improving sales performance. And until next time, happy selling.
Yeah, thanks.